The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
We're getting you ready for the game on The Buildup with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Same thing. I'm really looking forward to it. This is like all the summer, the whole long summer, the training camp, and all into this, so I'm excited to just play.
Here we go, folks. That is Macklin Celebrini speaking with the media on Wednesday as we get ready for game one of the San Jose Sharks 2024-2025 season. It is time. We are all stoked for it to go down, and I want to see the product on the ice. Ever since April 18th, the final game of this past season, we have been waiting to see the future of the Sharks. Macklin Celebrini, Will Smith. And then we came to learn to be Barclay Goodrow again and Tyler Toffoli, as well as Cody Ceci, Carl Grundstrom, Ty Dellandrea, Jake Walman, Vitek Vanacek. Well, I guess we knew it at that point. We just hadn't seen him out on the ice as a member of the San Jose Sharks. Plus, you talk about a new head coach, Ryan Warsofsky. You talk about the future of the San Jose Sharks takes its first steps forward tonight. Let's hear some more from Macklin Celebrini. He was asked about feeling some of the pressure of being the man tasked with reestablishing the Sharks in this area.
Yeah, 100%. You wanna help grow the sport in this area and bring back some of the attention that the Sharks have got. But honestly, I'm just looking forward to tomorrow and playing the first game.
And Will Smith was asked the same.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously pressure, but I think we look at it as an opportunity. I mean, everyone talks about the Shark Tank and how unbelievable it was, and so that's our goal, to get it back like that.
And Tyler Toffoli yesterday was asked about just getting the team back out there on the ice to see what they could do in a real game.
Yeah, I think obviously watching the games over in Europe there and then the games last night, we're all itching to get to work, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night.
And Toffoli was also asked about the youth movement on the team, and he said, yeah, it is definitely a factor, but these guys are excited to play.
For sure, yeah. You guys see it. They're on the ice first every day and staying on as long as possible and waiting to get kicked off, basically. And Warsaw basically said at the end of practice there, he doesn't want guys staying on too late, and I'm pretty sure it's directed at those two. So, I think it's a good mix of younger guys coming in and trying to prove themselves, and then we got older guys that have been in the league for a while, and hopefully we can try and lead the way and turn the ship around.
I love the idea of them having to literally kick them off the ice, but to be fair, it is that kind of enthusiasm, it is that type of vigor that leads to the best players. I mean, we've all heard the stories of Joe Pavelski staying on as late as anyone and getting there before everyone, working on the trip drill with Brent Burns and things to that effect. Like, it doesn't happen by accident when we're talking about success. We can talk about talent till we're blue in the face, but hard work is the determining factor, and I think that that's what everybody wants to see happening out there for San Jose. They want to see the hard work turn into results, and I think that's been one of the most frustrating aspects for San Jose over the last couple of years, is that the hard work that you saw didn't yield results. It didn't come as the way of more wins. It didn't turn into more and more of what you were hoping for, and this Blues team, they did not make the playoffs last year, but they are in no way, shape, or form a bad team. They were 43-33-6 last year, fifth in the Central. And that's a team that, I don't look at as being any pushover in any way, shape, or form. And they did get a nice win on the road the other day against the Kraken, a team that I believe will be pretty decent. So the Blues are in no way a soft opener for this home opener tonight at the Tank. The Tank will be rocking. It will be a great atmosphere. It'll be a great start to the season. And my one hope for everyone is just to not over or underreact to anything that you see. Treat it as one of 82. Be very, very excited about what the Sharks are bringing to the table in this first game. But more than that, Just understand that if Will Smith or Macklin Celebrini don't look like stars right off the bat, or if Tyler Toffoli doesn't have a hat trick, or however you want to look at this, just look at it as one game. It is one singular game, and especially in the NHL, in which there are 82 games, it takes time. There's a lot of newcomers to this squad. There's guys who have never played before, and I could see that during the Sharks preseason. But there were also other times during the Sharks preseason where I said to myself, hey, this team is figuring things out. They're starting to understand what they are capable of, and I think that it's just a matter of, do they have the talent to overcome a lack of cohesion and chemistry that will define the start of any season? And it used to be for the Sharks, when they didn't have tons of talent at the start of the season, or when they didn't have tons of chemistry, or they hadn't been used to each other, they had individual playmakers who could just go above and beyond and get them off to a good start, even if at that point there were newcomers who were trying to figure things out. That's where you want to be. Now, the Sharks also got to a point where there were so many key returning players and consistent pairings that guys knew each other, that when you added in a new guy, they didn't have, you know, three guys learning each other for the first time. They had two guys that knew each other and one guy that was slotting in on the wing, or, you know, a defensive pairing to where, you know, suddenly they knew their role so well that the guy was able to come in and know his role. That's where you want to be ultimately as a franchise, where people know what they're doing entering the fray. That is an ideal situation. It's not always going to be like that in the NHL. I think the Sharks would like to get back to that point where they feel they are at a point where they have that emphasis on continuity from one game to the next, from one month to the next, and from one season to the next, where you are slotting in more role players, but know your foundational pieces that much better. I want to shift gears real quick, as I had a very nice conversation yesterday with Henry Thrun of the San Jose Sharks, who joined me after his practice was over. Henry Thrun, obviously in year three with the San Jose Sharks, as it came up at the end of the 22-23 season, was there for a great deal of the 23-24 season, and now will be part of this opening night lineup. All right, we are now joined by the smartest man in the room, and that's not even depending on the room. It's Hank Thrun. What's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're never going to get over the Harvard stuff. Does it come up on the ice? Do they chirp?
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, I think, you know, it seems to be any, you know, mental mistake that happens just around the locker room, whether it's like something you forget, it always seems to come up. So it's kind of expected at this point, but it's always a good laugh.
I'm surprised that that isn't your nickname as opposed to Hank.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that'd be kind of obnoxious walking around like that, so Hank's good with me.
Right on, man. So are you excited, man? You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm jacked. You know, I think it's been a long time coming. You know, literally since, obviously, season ends last year, I think April 21st, maybe. And then, you know, you take a couple of weeks to kind of drop everything and forget about hockey. But then, you know, when you start working out again, whatever it is, you know, mid, late May, you know, you start to think about it again. And this night's been a long time coming. So I think we're in a much different position as a franchise than we were, you know, in April. So I think it'll be exciting. And I think guys are really excited to get going here.
Yeah. And just for you, man, I mean, when you came up a couple seasons ago, you were fresh out of college, you know, a kid. Now you're more of like a man in this, like, not that you weren't before, you were still an NHL player, but yeah. I mean, you just look older, you look bigger, you look stronger, you look more ready for this. You were never wide-eyed per se, but does this feel just that much more normal compared to where it was?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, obviously this will be my second full year, but, you know, kind of my third stint out in San Jose. If you had, you know, obviously if you consider that quick 8-game stretch at the end of my senior year of college. So for me, it just gets more and more comfortable each time I'm out here, and something that this year, you know, obviously still a younger guy on the team, but someone that I feel I have some good experience and some good learning, experiences from last year, and someone that I want to try to grow and, you know, be more relied upon both, you know, on and off the ice within this organization. So for me, it's just, it is definitely more comfortable. I'm just trying to carry myself with that level of confidence.
Is it cool, the fact that there are a lot of young guys on the squad right now who are in their early 20s and late teens?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely an exciting time to be a Sharks fan. You know, as I mentioned, I think last year was tough, and I think that we were kind of, flat for a little bit, and just both as a team and maybe from an organizational perspective. But I feel like we started to build some momentum in this offseason, add some good pieces, you know, sign some younger guys that are obviously pretty high prospects. So I think we're starting to kind of put it all together here, and it's going to be a journey, but I think it'll be an exciting one, and it's obviously exciting to get it going on Thursday.
You're obviously, you know, still growing your game, establishing yourself. Do you look at what a Cody Ceci, what a Matt Benning, what, you know, Jan Ruda does out there on the ice? How much of your game at this point are you still trying to learn from other players?
A lot. Really, every time I'm on the ice. You know, obviously, I was fortunate enough to play with Jan for a long stretch last year and learned a ton from him. You know, this year, starting with Benny, I've already picked up some things from him, and I'm sure that we'll continue to grow together and kind of build some chemistry. And with that, I'll be able to learn even more. So it definitely it helps a lot to have some veteran D-men around. You know, obviously, Mario's a guy that I've been able to watch for a while, and there's certain things I try to steal from him. And Wally, this year, having him, you know, on the offensive side of the puck, having a guy that skilled, you don't see that all the time from the back end. So there's a lot of things to take away from all the D-men on our team right now.
I remember when the Barracuda, when I called one of the games last year, you were bringing the puck up the ice on the power play a couple times and playing the point. Is that something you're still working on in your game?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously the power play is something I want to be able to help out with throughout my career, and something that you know, always just trying to improve upon. So for me, whether it be carrying the puck up the ice, whether it be being able to work the blue line in the offensive zone, you know, it's something that's to be able to help facilitate puck movement on the power play is definitely crucial as a D-man. So it's something that, yeah, I'm always trying to work on it. And right now, obviously, special teams within the past week, we've started to pick up on it a little bit more. But it's something that, you know, during the summer and throughout camp isn't a huge focus point. So I'm sure it'll continue to get better just with the more reps and kind of start to get in the flow of it again.
How helpful has it been for you, the fact that there is a new head coach here in San Jose? However, it was the guy who was in charge of the defenseman.
Yeah, it's massive. It's you know, obviously Wars has a lot of respect within the room, especially amongst the D-men. I think everyone loves playing for him. So for me, it's something that I know what's expected of him. I know that he's hard on us, but I know that it's all just through passion, trying to get us to be better, both as individuals and as a team. So I kind of understand where he comes from and how he's going to push me and how he's going to make me a better D-man. So it's something that it's obviously huge having an existing relationship with him, especially having a guy that, you know, I trust him, and I think he trusts me, and it's something that we can have, you know, productive communication between each other, and something that I think goes a long way with the players.
How much does it help that even though he is a new coach, the fact that he was here before, and there's probably not much as much of a learning curve, because I'm sure he's got his own system and tactics, but he's still speaking a language that you and players that have been here previously understand, as opposed to an entirely new staff and an entirely new language for everybody to learn?
Yeah, it definitely helps. You know, obviously last year, if we're playing, you know, X system this year, we're playing Y, there's, you know, 50% of it has a lot of crossover. So it definitely is a good thing. I think it makes it a little bit easier to pick up. Obviously, there's some nuances that are new this year and that we'll have to kind of work through. But I think that the coaching staff has done a good job throughout camp trying to communicate kind of where we need to improve upon and some areas that might be a little bit harder to pick up than others. So far, it's been good. I think it's exciting to learn a new system. And I think that there hasn't been, you know, there's been obviously some crossover between the two systems. So I think it'll be, hopefully, won't be too challenging to pick up as we get going here.
Is it, compared to last year, does it just feel like a totally different vibe? Because that's kind of the sense that I've had. Everybody knew what was going on the last couple of years in terms of a tear down to work for cap space and trying to align the franchise for the future. But not that it was always positive here, don't take it the wrong way, but now it just feels like everybody's ready to put that behind them and take the next step forward.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, you see it with practice. You know, we're playing music, you know, guys are dialed in, but they're having a good time too. And, you know, in the locker room, we got the ping pong table, it's competitive, you know, so everything has just been about, you know, high compete level and high energy, which I think is good. I mean, and you notice it in practice. Obviously, the losing team will skate, and I think it's something that, you know, it showed in that last preseason game for us, where we just refused to give up, refused to quit, and just, you know, happened to squeak one out. Obviously, it was pretty exciting for us as a group, and at the end of the day, it's a preseason game, and I think it was pretty representative of what we were working on through our training camp.
Think about that statement, though. You just said it's a preseason game. You know, like, if you had told yourself at 15, you'd be like, hey, dude, you'll be playing in a preseason game.
Yeah.
And now you're kind of like, well, we're ready for the regular season now. Like, it's a trip, man. Like, you've had a very quick ascent, and that's a testament to your hard work and ability. But, you know, you've sawed off your right arm, you know, to play in a preseason game, and now you're, you know, getting ready for the regular season.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's something that it helps relieve the pressure, I think, just because, I mean, I truly come to the rink every day and just feel so lucky to do what I do and just have a smile on my face, because it's something that it's truly so fun and just a dream come true. So for me, I mean, honestly, since I played my first NHL game, everything's been, you know, kind of icing or whatever it is, the cherry on top.
Yeah.
You know? So for me, obviously, there's a lot I want to work on and things that I want to accomplish within my career. But I sort of have the perspective that I'm just so fortunate to do this that it truly is, it's so fun to me, and it's something that it kind of helps mitigate some of that pressure and stress that sometimes arises.
Did the coaching staff and or the hockey operations department come to you with specific goals for the season, or is it not that quote-unquote linear?
Yeah, I think at the end of last year, I had some good conversations with Mike and Wars, and one of the things that came up was physicality, and that's something that I've been trying to implement so far and spent a lot of time working on this summer.
Mm-hmm. Define physicality, then.
Yeah, so that comes... that comes a lot in the D zone, and that doesn't necessarily mean big hits, but just a lot of it with sort of, honestly, physicality with the goal of helping us get the puck out of our zone. So a lot of the conversation was about just kind of learning how to separate a guy from the puck and then making that play with the puck. So, you know, small bumps, you know, hits to separate guys from their hands from the puck, and then learning how to, whether it be a, you know, quick chip pass or using your feet or turning out, wherever it may be, sort of just helping you know, transition the puck out of the D zone. So that starts obviously with the physical element to it, and then from there the next step is kind of the skating or the passes that you make with it. So it's a lot of it just revolves around helping get the puck out of the D zone.
Will you still get the butterflies tomorrow night?
I'll definitely have some excitement, you know, at the end of the day. I think we've put the work in, and if I have, you know, a big event in my life and I know that I've worked for it and I've prepared for it, then I tend to not be too nervous. So I think we've definitely put the work in. So for me, it'll be a little bit more excitement than butterflies.
All right, Harvard, I'll let you go, man. Thank you for your time and good luck with the season. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love the fact that his nickname with the team is Hank, although I told him I wanted to be Harvard, but he is not as big on that. So I was giving him a hard time at the end. But Henry Thrun, just a really good dude, and I think has the ability to become a really good player in the NHL. Back to a little bit more sound heading into this first game. Ryan Warsofsky was asked what are the things he's looking for to see if his system, his overall tactical ideal, is working as he looks at these first few games.
As the game goes on, you know, and we'll make mistakes just like every team will this time of year. And let's see if we can respond from those mistakes in a positive fashion. And again, there's going to be things that we're a little bit out of position here and there, but we got to stick together. We got to play with some energy. We can, you know, compete throughout the game. And, you know, things are going to happen throughout the game, you know, whether it's a bad call, a bad bounce. We got to be mentally tough to keep pushing forward.
I also think it's important that he acknowledges that it is not going to be a smooth ride all the time. There are most definitely going to be mistakes. There are going to be issues on the ice. There are going to be trouble times. And I think that as much as we are all excited for this next step in the evolution of the San Jose Sharks as they've gone through this teardown and now rebuild, is that doesn't mean that it's done. This is not a team that is going to be smooth running right off the bat. At least I don't expect it to. If they are, hey, I'll happily be wrong. But if it goes as I expect it to go, they could definitely get a win tonight. I'm not saying that's not on the table. I'm just saying it's not going to be a smooth running operation right away. Mackenzie Blackwood will be your starter in net tonight for the San Jose Sharks. Ryan Warsofsky was asked why he went with Blackie.
I think, you know, a guy that was obviously been there, had a really good camp, good summer. Both guys, you know, competed for that, you know, the first game, I'd say. But, you know, we thought Blackie gave us the best chance.
And the one thing that I'm hoping for this year for Mackenzie Blackwood is that he just gets more of the offensive support that he deserved last year, just to give him a little bit of a cushion. I think so many times last year, literally from day one, in which he had that incredible performance in the second game of the season, but day one for him, in which he saw Colorado, and I think he made 50 saves, and then it went into an overtime shootout loss. But that's just, that's a tough way to be for an entire year where you know your margin for error is razor thin. Now, it showed that he can be an elite shot stopper and just absolutely phenomenal without having a perfect team around him, but you want to have more wins. You want to have a better number line around your name. And so I think that that's what Mackenzie Blackwood deserves, and I hope he gets it. And a final one from Warzo. He was asked about how Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini have been handling the pressure.
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, they're trying to find their way as well with a new group and living in a new city and all the things that goes with that. But both great kids, first and foremost, you know, ultra competitive, self-driven. I'm sure they're excited just like everyone else is, and just to be themselves. You know, they don't need to be someone they're not, and you know, Will and Mac, they're both different as human beings, and they got to be themselves throughout the night and throughout the season.
And we are out of time. Pre-game 7, go time 7:30 right here on the Sharks Audio Network as the San Jose Sharks host St. Louis. I will see you all tomorrow morning on Morning Tide. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.